Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Powerful You with your hosts, Dave and Linda McDowell.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I am listening to Israel Houghton. I am a friend of God. We're just going to get back in before we get in. Let's all remember that. We are a friend of God. So I'm just going to go ahead and let that fire up and play for a while you think on that. I'm a friend of God. I can get it to go. Sometimes I'm having these little moments where I just have technical difficulties, but we will keep on just going with it. There we go. I'm telling you, well, if all else fails, we'll just go with what we got. Well, today our topic is your spiritual path. And that's kind of what we want to talk about, because everybody's spiritual path is, to me, their own. And as I'm on my spiritual path, I guess sometimes on this radio program, if you've listened over the years, you've heard me say and do things, and I guess you could call me pretty progressive. That's what I call myself, Christian, and that I believe in the goodness of the Lord. I believe in Jesus. But I also have other paths that I've explored that they have good parts or good things that I think are good, and I've incorporated that into my spiritual path. And more than being religious, religion to me, nothing wrong with religion, because religion has helped me probably to be, because I'm pretty much a free spirit, which I will say. And religion has helped me to just be more organized, maybe, to think about things, to set a grounding place for me. So religion has done that. But I really kind of more consider myself a spiritual person, because that allows me as a, call myself a kind of hippie, to have more of a spiritual freedom. I still love the Lord, still love Jesus, I love my fellow man, but I have questions, and sometimes the answers come to me from different avenues, and so I'm very open to other people and my own spiritual world. So I feel like I'm on a path, and while I'm on this path, sometimes you guys, fortunately or unfortunately, get to go along with me on my path. It's like you're walking with me today. As I take some steps on my path, I'm inviting you to come into my path and help me explore. I have always been a very inquisitive person since I was a kid. I was always the kid that was saying, Well, why? I was definitely the why kid. And so being the why kid, even, you know, as I contemplate God and who he is and who he is to me, he is big enough for me to question, to ask questions, and he gives me answers. So part of me being on my spiritual path is, you know, I still feel like, and this is me, if you have something different you'd like to contribute to this, please still call in at 646-787-1589 and put in how you feel, if you disagree with me or whatever, or if you agree with me, your point and your view. Well, like I said, I've always been the little girl that is like, why? And I feel like Father God has been gracious enough to allow me to question, sometimes very tough questions. And he is such a big guy that he can take my questions. You know, I don't feel like we have to be, feel like we're going to hell if we ask questions to God. God is a great God. He's a big God. He's all wise, all knowing. And he can answer our questions. And he does answer mine, or he'll lead me in a direction through the Holy Spirit to get the answers. And so in my spiritual path, there have been, I guess, tenets of that that has helped me. One is to worship with other believers. It's something about the energy of being with everybody that is basically on one accord, and you are praising and in a period of worship with God, and you're learning. So I do try to commune with the brethren. Secondly, prayer. Prayer is very strong. So, you know, I guess I would call these are my spiritual practices. Other people may have something different. So prayer is very important to me. And to tell you the truth, I couldn't get along without it. I pray to God daily, often more than quite a few times a day. My prayer life may be different than others, and I feel like that's the beautiful thing about your relationship with God, is that your prayer life can be different than somebody else's. A lot of times my prayer life is I am truly having a conversation with God in the car, in my office. In my home, I have an office, so this is one of the rooms. I do have a prayer room there. In the parking lot, it could be anywhere. I literally do talk to God, and I believe in my heart that he talks back to me. So prayer is another tenet of mine, and prayer to me is a very connected two-way conversation, because when I'm talking to anybody else, I may say what I have to say, but I also want to listen to what they have to say. So the listening portion of my prayer time, some may call that meditation. Some may call that quiet time. I have to have my quiet time with God. And in my quiet time with God, time that Jesus got away from everybody, you know, he would go away to pray and be with the God and to get his instructions. I feel like that is it's vital for me. You know, sometimes more than exercise and all of that, I have to have my time away with God. And what do I do in my quiet time with God is what I call it. I pray. I may have on some inspirational music. You know, I read the Word. I not only read the Word, but I may read other things that interest me, that spiritually. I might even study another religion. And then another component of my quiet time with God, and as I'm not always consistent, but at least two or three times a week, I journal. Because to me, it helps me to focus and to hear what God is saying to me a little bit more personally. So, you know, I journal in that way in which I started off with Abba as he is talking to me. So I journal like he is directly talking to me, and I receive answers and directions that way. Another thing, that, and some people may have a problem with that I add to my spiritual practice, is honoring my ancestors, because I feel like God placed them in my life. They have been wonderful to me. I truly am appreciative for all that they've done for me, because they have led the way. And, you know, those ancestors I know, my mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, grandfathers, and those ancestors that I didn't know personally, but they did a lot to pave the way for me to be where I am today. So I do honor them and say thank you for what you've done. I so appreciate you. And sometimes I journal with them speaking to me. Some people, you know, nothing that I do in my spiritual path is that I'm looking for approval from anybody else. This is my personal spiritual path, and these are some of the things that I do to receive that closeness and direction from God. Another thing that I do is that I really big into candles, so I light candles around my room. I have a prayer candle that, and it just helps me to have focused attention. Anybody that I feel like needs a prayer, sometimes I just pray for people around the world. So I light a candle for them, for people, their situations going on in the news, for peace, you know, for some friends maybe that I've heard that are sick, or I may not even know the person or the people. I sometimes pray for people who I feel like are depressed or having issues, and that candle just helps me to focus in on that. I also, you know, pray for things for me, and sometimes I light a candle and to have that focused attention with that, and that I do that also. So those are some of the things that I do in my spiritual practice and in my spiritual path. Like I said, on you read the description, I just feel like each of us has our own path, and each of us have our own way and our own relationship with God. And that is the great thing, because it makes us uniquely unique, and it is how we feel that would work best for us. So, you know, what works for me may not always work for somebody else. And what I do, it may not work for other people. But that's what makes it great, because your path, your relationship with God, your spirituality is uniquely yours. It's yours between you and God. So it's whatever works for you. You know, you make it your own. Maybe you are an artist, and your spiritual path is that you draw art. God just gives you creative ideas and stuff, and that is your access. That's the way that you commune with Him. You know, whatever that is, the greatest thing is that it is uniquely yours. And, you know, some may have a problem with this. Again, I'm not looking for approval for anybody, but you know, you can make your relationship with Him, or you can make it how it works for you. Individualize it. You know, I like to pray. I like to sing. I like to read quietly and pray to God and receive understanding. I like to be in the Word. I like to be at church, and I love worship service. I like Bible study, and I love that, and I get more out of that. I use that time in the car. You know, different people have different ways, and no way is wrong or right unless you're doing something that is a harm to yourself or others. It's okay to have your path individualized, and we may not all be on the same path. I've come to that realization. I'm not going to bust if you're a Buddhist, if you're Wiccan. You know, we are sometimes scared of them, but really, that's their path, you know. If whatever you are, it's your path, it's your individual thing, and you have to make it your own. The only thing I probably would say is don't do harm to other people. Don't do harm to yourself. Keep the relationship open with God. Seek Him for guidance and do the right thing. You know, and some may find that that is way too open, and it may be. But maybe your path is that you need the rules and the regulations, and, you know, and that's beautiful too, to each his own. And I truly feel in my heart that God is okay with that. You know, may or may not be. At a certain point, you have to stand and be who you are, who God called you to be. Sometimes when we stand in our own path and make our own choices to have our relationship with our God the way we see and the way that works for you and God, others may not agree with that. Others may not approve, but that's what makes it yours, is your personal relationship with God. So I think I did finally get this thing together, and we're going to go ahead and listen to I'm a friend of God. Would Israel hear? No, I think it will come back. If I can, I'm telling you, I am having such a hard time with this. I don't know why. It's just one of those days. You know, some days you got it all together, and sometimes you don't. And this is one of the days where I don't think I have it all together, and it is what it is. But anyway, we'll go on. We'll do what we're doing. You know, with Blog Talk Radio, they have changed so many times, and I have been with them for so long that when they change, sometimes I don't always change with them. It's one of the things about being an older woman. Sometimes when things change, you don't always go with the change, and you kind of get left behind sometimes. But, hey, you live and you learn and you let live. And I guess that's the whole thing with spirituality. You live and you learn and you let live, and you do the best that you can with it. That's what I'm doing. Well, you know what? We're just going to, you know, I just feel like I just need a song or something to break it up a little bit. So we will have a song in here. So you will hear one eventually. And I'm on a thing with Israel, so we'll see if this will work. So, finally got it. And we're just going to talk about how good God is. So we'll let this play for a little while, and we'll come back, and I'll probably finish up.
Oh,
Awesomely awesome. We worship you for who you are, and you are good. That's one of the most important things, that you know God and you know that he's good and that he hears you and that you have a relationship, and how your relationship is with him, what you do and how you practice and how you interact and commune with him. That is between you and God. So, you know, sometimes you just have to let that be. One of the key essential ingredients, try to get that out two times, one of the essential ingredients to having that relationship or in your spirituality is to have faith. And that is one of the things for me, is that I have faith in a God. I have faith that he hears me when I cry, when I call. He hears me in the good times, in the bad times. He answers according to my need. And, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes he doesn't always answer the way that I envisioned it will come out. Sometimes his answers may be not now. Not even necessarily no, but not now, because maybe I need to grow spiritually enough to a certain point in order to receive what I've asked. So he's so good in that his timing is divine, and that he knows when it's going to be best for me. So, you know, I am truly blessed. You can say what you will. You can question who I am and if I'm a Christian and all of that. But the one thing that I can tell you is that he is okay with me, because I talk to him daily. And the second thing that I can tell you is that I am blessed, amazingly blessed. And I thank him for that. Have I been through some things? On your spiritual path, you will go through ups and downs. Sometimes you will be defeated. Sometimes you will triumph over all situations. But the battle is not, you may lose a battle or two, but boom, the battle ain't lost. You'll still win. And that's one of the things that I feel. So on my spiritual path, to affirm the goodness of God and know that he hears me, that I have a relationship with me, that he guides me. And I also believe he sends my loved ones and my angels to guide me along the path, to nudge me on the path when I'm kind of moving off one direction or the next. He keeps me on the path. This I believe. I believe that, you know, he wants good for me. He only wants to get good to me. And he's good, you know, because sometimes we've been raised to believe that he's this father outside of us that is just waiting to punish us at any moment. And that's not the God that I experience. The God that I experience is loving and kind, and he allows me to suffer the consequences of my own actions. So I have to, you know, some would say man up or woman up, however you want to put that, to take responsibility for my choices and my actions. And then I have to, you know, woman up and take the responsibility for those choices that I've made. Now, he's not going to interfere with me learning life lessons. And the life lessons are that I have learned the most from are the ones that I've probably fallen on my face. And, you know, I had to take the brunt for that. You know, sometimes a lot of things in our life are our choice. You know, we want to blame our family. We want to blame the church. We want to blame so-and-so and so-and-so. But really, it was our choice. We have choices. And a lot of things that come on us is because we chose something that may not have been for our best interest. And then we want to blame other people for that, when ultimately that was your choice. And when you make a choice, whether it's good or bad, you are going to have to, you know, have the consequences of that choice. Sometimes, you know, you make good choices, there are good consequences for that. You make a bad choice, and it's your choice, you did it, and you will suffer the consequences of your bad choices. We just got to woman up and know, or man up, and know that that's how life works. The other thing is that through our errors, we learn, if you but look to see the lesson in that. A lot of times we make mistakes, and I'm talking about me, honey, I have made mistakes. But I've learned that it's not the mistakes that I've made, what did I learn from that mistake? And can I change something, do something differently, more positively? Should I? You know, a lot of things that have occurred in my life that maybe have not been so positive is because I didn't check with God first to say, is this what you want me to do? I'm here to serve you. What do you want me to do? I didn't seek his guidance always. So, you know, however you get around to that, the path that you take to get to that point, that is yours. It's your path. It is uniquely yours. And you will learn and grow on your path. Sometimes you will get off the path. You know, you just like, how did I end here? What happened? You know, that happens too. Thank God that he nudges us back or brings us back or our angels guide us along the way to get us on the right path to take us to the place that God wants us to be. And it's always good at certain points to just check and say, Lord, am I on the right path? Is this what you want for my life? You know, and sometimes he's calling us to higher places or to different places and spaces. And sometimes when he's called you to another level, some of the people, things, and so on that you had on one level may not always be able to go along with you on the next level. And that's a life lesson too. Sometimes your friends, even family sometimes, so that's hard to say, experiences, people you... Things happen and things change, and they were in your life for a reason and a season, and sometimes the season is up. And gratefully to move on, and he will nudge us on the way through that. So I did say that faith is one of the things, and sometimes I just like to bring a scripture in to, you know, just say, and I'm going to go to Hebrews 11, 1 and 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You know, and I think that's the whole thing, and that's very one of the tenets in my spiritual journey is that, and it's something that I'm ever working on, but, you know, I believe in the goodness of God. I believe in the goodness of a man, even though in this time, sometimes it's hard to see the goodness, but there are good people out there, and sometimes I have to remind myself, there are really good, caring people out there, and truthfully, I meet somebody good and caring every day. That's a blessing, and I have to believe in that good things are coming to me and good things will appear, even when you're in those down moments. Find the positive in that. God is going to bring the good to you. It's going to happen. And you have to have the faith to believe. Whatever it is you're hoping for, whatever, see that, believe that, intend for it to happen, and know that God will make a way as long as it's righteous and good. You know, I've said that many times. You can't wish for another man or another woman's husband because that ain't right and good. You got to get your own husband. Those kind of things. But if what you're asking for, wanting, desiring is right and good, then you just have to believe that in due time, in divine timing, you will receive that. So I'm going to wind down and wind up. I am coming on Sundays. We've been kind of off and on with Blog Talk Radio, but I decided to go ahead and keep it going. I probably, sometimes my husband will join me, sometimes not. It is a lot when you work to do this kind of thing. But for me, I think it'll work for me to come around 6 or 6:30. You can find us on this station and we'll be here talking about spirituality. Sometimes I'll have guests on, sometimes not. Sometimes my guests will be my husband, sometimes some of my friends and family members or colleagues. It'll all be here. The guest call-in number is 646-787-1589. Invite you to listen in, to share, to anything that you feel like you need or would like to do. We'd like to have that discourse with you. Have a very beautiful week. Trust God and know that he has you. He definitely has your back. He is your foundation. He is everything. He is all in all. all-knowing, all-seeing. He's just good, and he's in you. Think on that. And so I leave you with this prayer. Father God, we just ask that you bless everybody that's listening today, whether it be 1 or 20 or 200, bless them. Answer needs, Father God. We ask that you be with people, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Let everyone have a beautiful week. Let peace sustain our world and our government. And we lift you up, Father. And we thank you. We adore you. Amen. Have a very blessed week, and see you next week. Have a great one.